You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Welcome back, Wig Hackers. So today I am coming to you from my childhood bedroom. Yes. I am here at my folks' place. I am recording this, Jesus, from here, a lot of memories, a lot of heartache, a lot of shit has gone down in this room. It's quite hysterical. The door still locks the way I have it locked. It's no longer a curtain. I was here and I, went out partying one night and I came home to no door. So I had to use a curtain as my door for, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years. yeah, this is the house where the creativity had to be born. From the hair, like, I'll go downstairs probably in the next episode and really, like, dive in, probably with my mother, and, like, that's where it came from, you know what I mean? From working with my father, doing construction, and, you know, having my mom that was a hairdresser, and, like, really, like, build it up and do all that crap together. So that was, that's how I became who I am today. It was so rough. Oh my God. From, you know, just, you know, let's not even put in, you know, how I had to handle situations when I was younger, you know, and I was a very flaming gay boy. I still have, or my mother still has these two mirrors I had gotten for Christmas on the wall, so I can practice my lip syncing for when I did drag. I'm literally staring at them right now. The bed has changed through several different situations, but whatever. And there's a pond right outside, and it's winter, so the pond is off, but normally there's like that running water. Oh, and I can never sleep here. Never. It's always hard. Thank God I take Xanax Ambien. But yeah, this is the house that all of my creativity got, like, forced out. Like, I needed a release. I needed something. Because, you know, growing up, being made fun of and just not really fitting in and always have something happening to you, you know. I talk very lightly about my family. Like, they're not really big parts in my life anymore. When I was younger, it was, you know, you're living in their house, so you have to follow their rules and do all this stuff. And I don't have to follow their rules anymore. But here there was a lot of rules. You know, I grew up very, you know, I grew up Baptist, you know, Christian Baptist. So that created a lot of walls. Some of the places where I worked, well, we went to church, but I hated going to church, so I would go and I would, like, volunteer and, like, create things for, like, the Sunday schools and the and the youth groups and stuff like that. I would direct the plays, and I would add, like, you know, I would do color guard at one of their big Easter cantatas. So family life really did build that foundation of, bitch, I gotta keep moving. I gotta keep it moving. I'm not staying here. I need to move on. I want to move on. We need to grow bigger and better. So that's where I get my go get 'em attitude. You know, like, fuck 'em, I'm moving on. You know, every time I talk to my mother, she's like, well, you can always move home. Yeah, right. There is not enough room in this house. You know, what are we going to go backwards? Mm-mm. Sorry about it. Nope. Nope. Negative. So, I'm sorry. I'm just giggling this whole time because I'm literally in the room that I grew up in, and I'm doing a podcast in it. So, families can really mold and shape. I know a lot of people out there have, like, really great, you know, support systems, and, you know, my parents were very supportive. I don't want to say that they weren't supportive. It just took them a little bit longer to understand my path. You know, my path is my path. You know, I really didn't let them have a chance to, push me in a certain way. Like, they tried to put me in Little League, and then, of course, I had to wear, like, a helmet with the visor, with the chest pads and the knee pads and the shoulder pads and all that crap, you know, and that kind of was like, what's the point? And I hated it. Oh my God, I hated it so much. I was in the Boy Scouts. You can already understand. The Boy Scouts, negative. But then, like, in high school, even before that, you know, growing up here, my brother passed, my younger brother. He was, it was tough. That was a tough one for me. So I think that's where, like, everything just kind of went downhill. You know, I know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but Gary, was his name. He, was my guardian angel. Like, legit to quit. Like, further along in this podcast, I'm sure I will go deeper into this, but, he literally is my little guy. He's gotten me out of some of the craziest situations that I've ever been in. Oh, miss him. I really do. Like, even though I was 5 and he was 2, I miss him. We had this, like, bond. We were brothers. Hello. So, yeah, now it's very much, he's a very big part of my life. You know, I have a tattoo that reminds me of him. I'm probably going to get another one soon. Like, you just need to keep getting inspiration from your life, you know, from everything you've done in life. Like, what do you want to do? What don't you want to do? You know, and don't forget, no one has the book for you. No one has a path that's like, this is what you need to do. Nope, sorry about it. You know, you have to do what's good for you. Whatever it may be. If it's wigs, if it's hair, if it's whatever you want to do. If you want to own a salon, if you want to work on Broadway, if you want to work on a TV show, if you want to raise a family and just do hair on the side, or do you want to make wigs? Do you want to make them from scratch? Do you want to use them from overseas? It all depends on what you want to do. And it can work. You know, you just gotta make sure you do you. You know, because once you start doing something else for someone else because of someone else, then you're not going to be true to you. And, I mean, for me, if I'm not on my right path, then I'm not satisfying my needs. If my needs aren't met, then it just becomes fucking shit. So, yeah, like, you just need to really bring it down to what you need. Of course, listen with open ears and an open heart, you know, and you can totally say, that's very nice of you. I'm going to do it this way. And that is okay. You know, if you need another little cheerleader, you know, let me know. Hit me up. You know, hit me up on Instagram, social media. Let me know, because I will pom-pom cheer cheer rah-rah to get you feeling good about it. Because that's what it's about. Once you know what you want to do and how you want to do it and how you want to get there, you really can't go everything. So, yeah, it'll be great. Thank you so much for tuning in to this wonderful little episode on family. Check me out on my Instagram, Daniel Coy Official. And then you can also check out Wig Hackers on Instagram and on Facebook. On Facebook, you can find me at Daniel Coy Official 2. And then what else? Oh, yes. Make sure you go to DanielCoyLive.com. One more time, DanielCoyLive.com. That's really where you're going to get to see me, going to see what I do, see how I do it, follow my, obviously you're following my podcast. Thank you so much. Please share and like and subscribe so we can, you know, get some more ratings in the world. And then we can really have some good times and really turn out some wigs. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Chat soon. Toots magoots.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.